part of the Kiewit and Patricia District School Board's commitment to reconciliation, it's important that all of our students, staff, and communities have awareness of our treaty relationships between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people. In 2016, Ontario passed legislation proclaiming the first week of November Treaty Recognition Week. And this is a time where we see specific learning opportunities about the treaty area we live in, such as you and I here in Treaty Number 3, but also the treaty areas our students come from, such as Treaty 5 and 9, and our community of Pickle Lake up in Treaty 9. The treaties that initially fostered our Indigenous and non-Indigenous relationships are still in effect today. And these outline our collective responsibilities to one another, and it's important that our students and staff and stakeholders can recognize that we are all treaty people. So our schools participate because we have Indigenous and non-Indigenous students in all of our schools, and we want to ensure that we support a deep understanding of our relationships with one another and how those relationships have been shaped historically and what still impacts them today. We need to be able to reflect on the intentions of the treaty documents and how those intentions are in place now, and how we can support our students with understanding what their role is in making a brighter future for Canada. This is also an important opportunity for our schools to partner with community organizations such as Friendship Centers, Métis Nation of Ontario, and local First Nations communities. And these relationships help to enhance the learning that takes place in our schools all year long. So right now we have a really wonderful partnership with the ministry, and that provides us with access to elders through the Living Library. We see teachings happening through this program with whole school assemblies and small group activities in our schools. And we also see this as an opportunity for our staff to embed teachings about treaties and treaty relationships in their classrooms. There's lots of great resources, such as We Are All Treaty People and a Connected North session about whose land that allows our students to understand the treaty area that they're in, as well as appropriate land acknowledgements across Canada. So we have a great opening ceremony happening on November 4th, and this is being co-hosted by our school, Sioux North High School, and Sioux Mountain Public School. We have amazing staff and students who are putting together a great day. Our opening ceremony will kick off with drumming by both of our school drums, which is Medea Makwa and Anishinaabekwe, and they will be present and played by students and our drum carriers from the Friendship Center. We'll also have welcome addresses and teachings from local leaders, and our Living Library elder will be here to teach us about our treaty area. We're then going to break into a round dance and move into lunch. Both schools will be hosting feasts for lunch, and then in the afternoon, we're looking forward to some traditional First Nation Métis activities, and these will be opportunities for students to learn about our shared history and be able to understand the land we come from and how we can best support one another moving forward.